Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Now get back to the conversational action here on the Good Day program. 888-302-DOUG is how you call in. If you want to follow us on Facebook, that's neat. You can do that by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show. Most important stories of the day. One of them that has a lot of people buzzing, this continuing focus on Amanda Knox. Ken Kessler is here with me, along with Roberta Fasanelli. By the way, Yuri Geller will join us at the bottom of the hour. This Amanda Knox thing frustrates the heck out of me, Roberta.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
Well, it does.
Why?
Because she has been tried. She has been found not guilty in a retrial. How many times are you going to trial? Put this woman underneath the scrutiny. And I don't get from looking at her that she is what they say. You know, I'm doing this for a long time, and I can tell by looking at people, mm-hmm. listening to people, pretty much what, I'm not perfect, but to me, she doesn't look like someone who's capable of what she was charged with doing. I'm not perfect, and I say it might be wrong. But how many times we have in this country, you can't have double jeopardy. You can't be tried with the same thing twice.
Right.
So
this couldn't happen in this country, right?
No. So that's, yeah. So
right.
What I'm saying is, why would the country extradite her, even if they find her guilty in Italy? They're not going to send her back over there. So here's for those of you who are following this or may not have heard the latest on Amanda Knox, here is Michelle Kaczynski, a reporter, and she focuses here in this quick report on Italy's announcement that they want to have this retrial for Amanda Knox. We have this, Ken? I mean, Michael?
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, so let's go back to the, anyway, the conversation is a focus on the story, and this is the NBC report on the fact that Italy threw out the appeal.
I'm sorry, having trouble here.
I guess you are. Let's go to break here. It's 9 past the hour on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, so let's try this. They say the third time is a charm. One more try for Michelle Kaczynski on the retrial suggested by the Italians. Now, remember, there was a trial, then there was an appeal, and she was exonerated. Now they want to throw the appeal out and put her back on trial again.
The Italian court's decision came as a surprise to retry Amanda Knox for murder.
She's shocked. She's very sad. She thought this was the end of a nightmare. But she's also very strong in the sense that she's willing to fight again.
In the statement, Knox called the ruling painful. The prosecution's theories unfounded, unfair. My family and I will face this continuing legal battle confident in the truth. Knox, now 25, lives back home in Seattle, a student at the University of Washington, with a book coming out. Living in Italy in 2007, she and then-boyfriend Raffaele Sollecito were convicted of murdering her roommate, Meredith Kircher. Knox spent nearly 4 years in jail until the conviction was overturned on appeal.
The liberation of Knox Amanda Marikis.
But prosecutors appealed that acquittal, saying the court had essentially brushed aside all the evidence, DNA, witness statements.
The judges haven't yet spelled out why exactly they sided with prosecutors, but the case will then go to an appeals court for retrial, which could take years, with a new verdict not expected until possibly 2016.
This morning on Today, Knox's lawyer was exasperated.
There was no evidence before, and there is no evidence now.
You know, people are criticizing the Italian legal system, saying Is there something wrong with it?
No, this is the way the Italian legal system works. The Supreme Court is called to judge on matters of law, and this is exactly what it's done.
Knox will likely be tried in absentia. If convicted, Italy could ask the U.S. to extradite her, but legal experts don't think the U.S. would. It has refused in other cases. Meredith Carter's family says they welcome retrial to, quote, find out the truth. Still fiercely debated 6 years later.
So this is very interesting. As you listen to this report and you think about how the Italian system differs from ours, we have extradition here with them in most European countries and many countries around the world, but we can refuse to extradite if we want to, like they can refuse to extradite if they want to. We have a criminal here and happens to end up in Italy. Will the Italians send him back? Maybe not anymore after we refuse to send a man in Knox back over there. But I wonder if she travels, Kenny. And let's say she goes to France, and somebody finds out she's in France. Could the French then grab her and extradite her to Italy once they see her pass? Okay, this is Amanda Knox. She's marked. So maybe this woman is confined to America for the rest of her life.
She might be, but I would imagine after spending a few years in an Italian prison, she's fine with that.
Fine with staying in America.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I sure would be.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, many people love to travel, but you wouldn't leave. I wouldn't want to, without knowing the answer, I wouldn't want to leave myself open to it. Unless you go to Switzerland. Switzerland wouldn't extradite her. But, I mean, think of all the other countries, Germany, France, mm-hmm. Spain, England even maybe.
I think the important thing to point out is that in Italy, it's the reverse of what it is here. You are guilty until proven innocent.
Perfect.
It's the reverse of what it is
yeah.
here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's a rough system. That's the old Roman law, though. Our mm-hmm. system is based in part on Roman law. That's old Roman stuff. The English system is based on that. Most of Europe's system is based on old Roman law.
And actually, there are things that are that can be put into evidence in Italian courts that here would be thrown out as circumstantial.
What would be an example of that?
Word of mouth that somebody saw something,
uh-huh.
you know, but that could be called into question. You know, it's a totally different system there.
Yeah, sounds well. Let's see if we can put another spin on this. Here's a lady named Linda Thomas who has a radio program talking to a reporter about this trial, a little bit different slant from her perspective.
We've learned a lot about the Italian court system through this one case. So let me break this down. Basically, they are annulling the acquittal.
Correct.
So she is guilty in their minds of the murder of Meredith Kircher.
And they are basically ordering a new appeals trial. The prosecutor said he didn't get a fair shake at the last appeal. The highest court agreed. So it has sent it back for an entirely new third trial. Witnesses, evidence, everything altogether. The only thing that will be different this time is Amanda Knox will not be in the courtroom because she's not in custody.
Okay, and this new trial is set for 2014, but if in their mind...
Under Italian law, when you are not required since she is no longer in custody, and again, it'll have to work its way. If she is convicted again and that conviction is upheld by the highest court, the Supreme Court, again, we're talking probably 2 years down the line from now, they could make a formal request to the U.S. to have Amanda Knox be extradited back to Italy. But again, most of the legal experts that I'm hearing this morning say that's probably not a very likely outcome.
Wow. I'd like to live in a place like that.
Right. Well, you see, she's guilty. They're
right.
Assuming that she
she's
is
guilty.
Guilty. It's the reverse
yeah.
of what it is here. Here, it's innocent until you're proven guilty. They're
so how
guilty
unique,
until you're proven innocent.
Then how unique are we in that approach, given, again, that this is original Roman law? We've turned it around. I don't know whether our Constitution turned it around with experience. And I don't. It's not like that in England. I know it's not. I don't know how it is in France, but I'm not thinking that it's the same. I haven't had much legal experience in France, even though I've been there a number of times, or in Germany either. It seems just strange. It's counter to our way of cognitive thinking because
mm-hmm.
we're used to it being the other way around. But you can see, and you wouldn't have thought that Italy is a repressive society, but I would say if I was defining a repressive society, one of the things that would, if that came up, I would define that as being repressive. How the hell do you, a couple of times today have you gotten cranked up about this, and use the word hell. How do you do that? How do you presume somebody is, how does the system work at all? It must be extraordinarily difficult. What's the prison system like over there? We talked about the prison, serving in the prison for 4 years. They must be loaded. If everybody that gets charged with a crime is guilty, and then you have to work your way around, it's a very expensive thing to prove innocence. It has to be. And the system's stacked against you. So there must be a lot of prisons over there. One would wonder about the family, the mob, and what their influence is, because those people never much get caught and tried for anything, right?
You think?
I think, yeah.
Well, it depends on who's on the payroll.
I suppose, yeah, right, exactly. Judge Bonaducci, he's on the payroll. All right, so there's the story on Amanda Knox, at least for now. 17 after on Good Day.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
a way to stay longer.
Yeah, right.
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High-five me through the phone!
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
19 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta and Ken. Here's also Crime and Punishment. The report today from Maryland. A woman this past weekend was cited by the state police for driving in the left lane too slowly. And apparently when she saw the police officer, she put her blinker on or moved over, but cut somebody off, caused an accident. I don't know, but but she was not charged with the accident, but she was charged with driving too slowly in the left lane. How often does something like that happen? You got to wonder. This is Interstate 95. The driver's name was not released. She was doing 63 miles an hour in a 65 mile zone. So how do you write somebody a ticket for that? 63.
You know I-95. You've driven I-95 between New York and Boston.
Yeah, I have.
Especially late at night. I think the average speed's about 90.
Yeah, just get out of my way. Here I come.
You know.
But under the circumstances, how do you write a ticket? I don't get how you write a ticket for somebody. The speed limit is 65. So she's doing 63. She's under the speed limit. How do you get a ticket for that's what bugged me about this.
Because she was in the fast lane.
If you stay in the fast lane, yes. How many of us get bugged by that when that happens? It just seems a little unusual. What food for thought? 21 after and Good Day.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. cleaning. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Song during this week in 1979, the Bee Gees. How many people can name all three? Actually, there were four brothers Gibb. There was only three, though, in this group, and the other one was on his own most of the time. Can you name them, Roberta?
No.
All right. Kenny.
I can.
Kenny can do it.
Barry, Robin, and Maurice.
Very right. Good.
And then the other brother who was on his own was?
Andy.
Andy, not Arthur. All right, so tragedies. What's around? What is there in terms of tragedies? I guess if you're following the NCAA and March Madness, your team and the pools, do you know how many hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars are in these pools? It's amazing. I was looking back to the 1970s when there was all kinds of, I mean, looking at the NCAA records, Villanova beat UCLA 68-62. That was the year that John Wooden was very important. Now, he was around for, what, 10, 12 years? That it seemed he was almost indestructible.
Somebody answer that phone, please.
It's not easy to answer from where it is.
Huh.
All right. So anyway, what's going on currently with all these teams, and who's in what place, Kenny?
Tomorrow it's down to the Sweet 16 now.
Mm-hmm. So what does that term mean, Sweet 16?
The NCAA tournament started last week, and there were 64 teams. Mm-hmm. 32 played on the first day, and 32 played on the second day. And then the winners of those games played on last Saturday and Sunday. So there were 64, and then by the weekend, there were 32. And then at the end of the weekend, there were 16 teams left. So that's where we are now. It's the Sweet 16. And 8 of them will play tomorrow, and 8 of them will play on Friday.
8?
Does all that make sense?
All right, yeah. So then what happens after that? Boil it down from that point to what's next. Huh? This actually goes into April, or is it all over this weekend?
No, it will get down to the Elite Eight, and then after the next 2 days, then there will be 8 teams for the weekend, and then it'll be the Final Four next weekend.
Hmm. All right, so then it does go the Final Four, and then after that, it just goes.
And after that,
Final
it'll be
two.
The last game.
Yeah, do they play during the week, or they just play on the weekends?
No. It'll be the weekend.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how much the excitement? Basketball, I've never been crazy about it. I haven't really been much about it. In terms of sports, I haven't been worried about much of anything. I remember when I really got cranked up about the Red Sox, it was 1986 during the World Series. I happened to be broadcasting on a radio station in Boston whose studio was in Fenway Park. So I was on in the afternoon and then in the evening again. I went on, I did 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. And oftentimes during the games, because we didn't carry the games, we just happened to have a studio there. I was affiliated with a station that was doing the games, so I could look out the window and watch the game. And I got pretty excited about the games. As a kid, you know, we all go to the baseball games. It's a fun thing to do with your family. And later in life, my father and my son and I used to go to a couple of baseball games a year. It got to be so expensive, though, and the people were so crude. Even though we had pretty decent seats, you'd rather stay home and watch it on television. Because it's just the hassle of parking. And I don't know that that's any different. I'm thinking about Boston Garden and where you go to park there when you go to a basketball game or a hockey game or something. And every city's got to be the same. It's such a hassle. By the time you're done, you spend lots of money. You get tied up for hours when you're trying to get out and go home so you'll be rested when you go to work the next day. It just doesn't seem to all be worth it. Does that sound a little...
Plus, you can pay $10 for a drink and a...
Very expensive. 28 past the hour. Ari Geller next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Pop superstar Lionel Richie is one of the most successful recording artists of all time. His latest album, Tuskegee, is a new take on some of his classic songs, recorded with some of the biggest stars in country music.
Now I'm almost the end of the album. I realize now that the parrot heads. Now, what do you do with the parrot heads? So I just asked the question. All night long, he says, absolutely, Lionel. I'm right there. I mean, you know, I love how Jimmy talks. It's just like, every day is all right. You know, every day can't be better, you know. And I said, well, the only thing I want you to do, Jimmy, is can I get your band to play it? Oh, absolutely, Lionel. We'll play it to death. So when you hear the steel drums, well, that's his sound anyway. I mean, come on. And, of course, Jimmy came in, and you could just tell that he took this like no big deal because the first thing he took off was his sandals. And he walked around the studio with his bare feet, and his band just came in, laid back. And I kept thinking, are we recording this album, or is this just a play period? But it was just perfect. Our voices match perfectly. I look forward to now, as I told Jimmy, now I'll have a reason to show up at the shows now and just walk on stage. We'll have our song to sing together.
That's Lionel Richie on his newest album, Tuskegee. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Three after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Seems like it's been a while since we had a conversation with Uri Geller. Maybe because I wasn't around last week and he wasn't around the week before, but it's always great to have him on the Good Day program. Uri Geller is probably the best mind manager. He's not a mind manipulator, but he's a mind manager and has traveled all over the world for decades. The people that I know who have admiration for what he does singularly. It's always the same thing, Uri. Whenever I mention you, oh, the guy who bends spoons. That's
yeah.
It's not a bad thing to be known for that around the world, but there's so many other things that you talk about and that you do and that you work around with people because a lot of people have problems, and you really are very available for people who are sick. What do you do? How do you help people? What is your mind help other people who, let's say, are sick? How do you bring their mind around to not worrying about their condition?
Yeah, look, Doug.
Making the best of their condition.
Because of what I do, and people think that, okay, if I can bend a spoon, I can also heal. I'm not a healer. And whenever I get emails, and I get 300 emails a day from people who want me to heal them, I immediately turn them to doctors, to medical doctors. I've heard terrible, you know, tragic stories of people who went to mediums and healers. And, you know, you have so many charlatans out there that there's no way I will tell a person that I will think positive about you and you'll be healed. My first advice, go to a medical doctor or to an expert and, you know, just go today. And do not let this go on for weeks by believing that you're going to be healed by many different healers who at the end of the day take your money and so on. But, you know, Doug, I'd like to speak about something totally different today. You all probably heard on the news of what's happening in Cyprus. The banks are closed.
people can't get to their money.
Right.
I grew up in Cyprus, and I love the island.
Don't you have a home there now? Excuse me, I remember you, now that you mentioned it, you had a home there at one point.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an amazing island. There are about 80,000 British people who live there. And the reason I brought up the financial side of what's happening in today's world, because this can happen in Spain, in Italy, in America. Come on. Can you guarantee to me that the Bank of America won't one day clamp down on all your money? You can't. It could happen. Because, Doug, once you have your money in the bank, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the bank.
Yeah, right.
But the reason I brought this up is because art, master paintings are still a huge, huge business, investment, security, and so on. And if you followed the news, just last week, if I'm not mistaken, Steve Cohen, who is a hedge fund manager or owner, bought a painting from Steve Wynn, you know, in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I believe for $150 million.
Good God.
Now, I happen to have in my house one of the greatest art dealers in the world. His name is Martin Summers. He's sitting next to me. Martin has been an art dealer for more than, 50 years. And I'm going to hand you over to Martin. Just ask him a few questions, because this is something that we've never actually spoken about. So here is Martin. Martin, this is Doug.
Good morning.
Martin, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
One of the great things I love about Uri, when I visit with him, it's always like a circus there. There are people that come in and out of the house all the time, very interesting people. And often when he and I are talking in circumstances like this, there are people like you who are there, and he loves to have us chat about whatever your area of expertise is, whatever your area of specialty is. And I guess going back to what he said about the painting that Wynn paid $150 million for, or vice versa, how does art appreciate like that? And I'm gonna sort of bracket the question with an experience, a personal experience that my family had. My former wife, after she was married to me, married a lawyer. This lawyer was the lawyer of record for the Museum of Fine Art in Boston. And as such, he was supposed to certify that a painting or some object of art is legitimate, is real, it's the real McCoy. And so he got caught with some art that wasn't real, that had been copied, and he knew it, but he certified it anyway. And at some point in time, the art in question ended up in the house where the two of them lived. And so it became a real hubbub there. And one of the things that certainly was a part of this whole rhubarb was what the value was of the original painting versus the one that was a copy. But the copy was as good as the original. So I guess my first question to you would be, if somebody copies another person's art and it's just as good, why isn't it worth just as much?
Because it's not an original. And an original painting is unique and it is valuable because of that. The reason that paintings are going up in value is because you have a diminishing supply, excuse me, and an increasing demand. And if Bill Gates were to ring me and ask me if he could buy a painting by Seurat, one of the great French post-impressionists, I'd have to tell him there aren't any because they're all in museums. And there are something like only 50 Van Goghs left in private hands in the world. And each one time one of those gets sold, the pot gets smaller. And as the rich are richer than they've ever been, and they all want to see what they can do with the money, they all want to have the trophies. Mm-hmm. And that's why the value of art is going up probably faster now than it's ever been.
Because more people have more money, and they're looking for places to invest their money rather than putting it in the bank or into some kind of a derivative or some fund.
That's right. I mean,
like
there
that.
Are people acquiring tremendous amounts of wealth all over the world, and they want to see what they can do with it. Mm-hmm. And they don't like being told, I can't have a Van Gogh because there aren't any. Mm-hmm. They'll chase the last one until it's... I mean, the highest price ever paid for a painting was paid by the Qatar royal family. They paid $270 million for a painting by Cézanne.
Yeah.
And You know, it's going to get more and more. If the Louvre decided to sell the Mona Lisa, God knows what it would fetch.
Right.
Billions.
So, you see, this is not directly related to the discussion of paintings and how much they cost, but what it does is it fuels the anger that people have toward those who are wealthy. When they, you know, whether it's legitimate or not, in my circumstance or what I, my feeling is people get they play the cards that they're dealt in life. And so in this circumstance, okay, so somebody's wealthy and they seem to be foolish with their money, but that's their business. But then the sidebar issue always becomes, oh my God, look at all these people that are making all this money. And are they doing it at the expense in Saudi Arabia of the people who live in the country? And so you get into that sort of argument. As these prices go up, that argument is liable to be steeped even more, you think?
Well, I can see what you're trying to say, but don't forget all the museums in America have received tremendous donations from wealthy people, and that is why the museums are so full, by the generosity of the donors.
Not a bad point. It still doesn't placate. We have a class warfare going on here. And I can't remember in England whether there is as much class warfare there as there is here. I know there are a lot of people that resent some. The only group that seems not to be resented that has money is the royal family. Do you sense that that's
well,
the case?
They are much loved and rightly so.
Yeah. So how much money do they spend on painting? If we went into Buckingham Palace, what sort of artwork would we see there?
Well, funnily enough, I was there only a few weeks ago, and you find great paintings by Peter de Hoek, by Vermeer, by Canaletto, by Guardi. And over the years, the monarchs have bought some fantastic pictures, which they lend to the royal collection, to the museum there. And the royal family collection is fantastic. Probably more Leonardo da Vinci drawings than anywhere else in the world.
Who are the great English, the British painters in art? I'm trying to think in my mind, as you mentioned some of those names, Italians and French. I can't think of one Englishman
Constable and Turner in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. You've got Francis Bacon in the 20th century. Lucian Freud. And then you go back to Ulysses. Lucian Freud was a relation of his.
Yes, she's a cousin. So, and then let's bring it to America for a minute. Are there great American paintings, and are the things that are being done today, whether here in America or elsewhere, as valuable? I mean, you see a lot of people that are, Uri's a good example. Uri's been a lot of places with a lot of his artwork, the things that are on the plates and some other things. What makes that a value? Is it just his name?
It's a difficult question, that, because Uri's not a painter.
No, but people pay money for his artwork.
Yes. I mean, there are some great American painters in the last 50 years, many of them. Whether Jeff Koons goes into the big league, I think it's a matter for history to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think only when a painter dies can you assess him in the context of his contemporaries.
Yeah. Hey, it just seems to me that there are some places in the world that seem to have more, a plethora, actually, of men and maybe some women, although I'm now thinking, how many women do you know that are famous painters, versus are we getting any Russian painters? Do you see any Chinese painters? Do you see any African painters?
The Chinese are producing some interesting painters. The Russians, I think, fell behind. Paris was the center of the art world for nearly 100 years. It then shifted to New York in about the early 1960s. And Paris now is devoid of great painters. Mm. And the French haven't produced a decent painter for the last 40 years.
Do you handle other objects to art, or is it just all painting? Or do you ever look at a building and say, my God, what a beautiful work of art that is?
I do for my own pleasure, but not commercially. I deal with paintings, great paintings, or sculpture.
Very interesting. It's nice to chat with you. Thank you.
All right, and here's Uri.
Back there, Uri.
Martin is an amazing man. His website is www.martinsummers.com. I think you should all check it out.
S-U-M-M-E-R-S or S-O-M-M-E-R-S?
S-U-M-M-E-R-S. Martin Summers.
Summers. All right.
.com. Check out, you know, tell your people in Washington and Boston to check it out. He's just a terribly nice person also, and I've known him for many years. I met him at Kensington Palace with the princess, the princess of Kent, and Princess Michael.
What about your art? What about this? I asked him about your art, the things that we see of yours, the dishes, the plates. You've done some things that other people like you who are modern artists and are taken somewhat seriously.
If I would have stayed a painter since, being a child, and then, when I met Salvador Dali, I worked with him for 2 years. I had lots of exhibitions around the world, but I did not adhere to it. I went on to do my show business stuff and the spoon bending and mind reading. I found that more exciting. You have to adhere to your trait, to your skills, to your talents. And then also, it's one in a million that really ever makes it in a big way. You know how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of artists are out there who are brilliant and they're struggling, they have no money. There are lots of things here. You have to have the charisma, the right chance to meet the right people in the right place, to hit the right gallery.
Yeah.
And then it just takes off. But
pretty amazing.
It's not easy to become a famous painter today.
All right, check out Uri's website, urigeller.com, URIGELLER.com. Always fascinating things about him, what he's doing, the things about people who find out more about him. It's a pretty exciting way to spend a little bit of time. urigeller.com. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Talk to you next week, Uri. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Review camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
Hi, DK. You going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth Ford Mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. and use such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hi,
of great stories today at DougStephan.com. It's about the shark who helped end the police standoff. Check it out, DougStephan.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Reading the tea leaves, or in this case, the oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. All eyes on the highest court in the land. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments for and against same-sex marriage. Yesterday, during the first of 2 days of oral arguments, the spotlight was on California's Proposition 8, the voter-approved measure that banned same-sex marriage. Attorney Charles Cooper summarized his case before the Supreme Court in favor of the ban on same-sex marriage.
The question before this court is whether the Constitution puts a stop to that ongoing Democratic debate and answers this question for all 50 states.
Which is what some have termed the 50-state solution. Attorney Ted Olson, meanwhile, argued against Prop 8.
It walls off gay and lesbians from marriage, the most important relation in life, according to this court, thus stigmatizing a class of Californians based upon their status.
As for what was heard from the members of the court, Justice Anthony Kennedy expressed reservations about the case against Proposition 8.
The problem with the case is that you're really asking, particularly because of the sociological evidence you cite, for us to go into uncharted waters.
Based on what was heard yesterday, many legal analysts, including Royal Oaks, say there is no indication the Supreme Court will overturn the California ban on gay marriage.
It didn't take even 10 seconds for Chief Justice Roberts to interrupt the lawyers to say, what about the issue of standing? And throughout the entire argument, the strong suggestion from the court is they don't think that there is standing to hear the case.
In other words, there is the possibility the Supreme Court won't rule on this at all. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments over the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Someday, I'll wake up on a yacht in the Caribbean. Someday, I'll sell my screenplay and change careers.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, driving the car of your dreams is a lot closer than you think. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Don't wait. It's time to love what you drive. Available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Another big day on Wall Street. The Dow jumping 112 points yesterday, setting another record high, 14,560. S&P rose 12 points, ending just shy of a record close of its own. NASDAQ gaining 17. Oil prices also up, $1.53 a barrel, finishing at $96.34. So the federal government won't shut down this week after all. President Obama signing a roughly $1 trillion bill yesterday, which funds the federal government right through the end of the fiscal year in September. The legislation locks in mandatory spending cuts for the rest of this fiscal year. Roughly $85 billion in that so-called sequester of across-the-board cuts started taking effect March 1st. And finally, a follow-up to that big Powerball story. Powerball played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This past Saturday night, that whopping $338 million jackpot, just one ticket sold that matched all the numbers, and it was sold in New Jersey. This past Monday morning, we learned that lucky ticket was sold at a place called Eagle Liquor in Passaic, New Jersey. The head of the New Jersey Lottery wondered out loud when that person holding the ticket might step forward.
And little did we know that by the end of the day, Mr. Quezada would walk into Eagle Liquor and validate the winning ticket.
Yes, indeed. Yesterday, 44-year-old Pedro Quezada took center stage. Carol Hettinger of the New Jersey Lottery told us a bit about him.
He's been in the United States for 26 years, and he's been owning and operating a bodega in Passaic from 2006 to 2012. I believe he is now retired.
You would think so. An early retirement thanks to a big Powerball jackpot. For his part, through an interpreter, Pedro Quezada was asked and answered some questions.
He was asked, what did you feel, and about your family back in the Dominican Republic. He said, I felt pure joy, just happiness.
Pedro went on to say he would like to give back to the Passaic community where he has lived and worked, but beyond that, he really doesn't know what he's going to do with all that money. Chances are he will receive a few suggestions. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't miss it.